Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxy, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Good afternoon and welcome to Dueling Tangents. Happy Monday afternoon to everybody listening to this fine program. We are Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Brian is out this week on vacation for a much needed, much earned rest away from the studios here. So I am your host, Luke Mathers, holding down the fort here at the Devil Radio 92.7 FM studios. And you're also listening on WTTN 1580 AM and anywhere you go on the Devil Radio app. So download the app, go to our website or go to your app store, check out the Devil Radio app, download us and take us with you wherever you go. Also, shout out to our leftist coast friends, KGOE. How you doing on this Monday morning? Got some really breaking news headlines here going on the Dueling Tangents show today. So glad to have you with me. But also, we'll be taking your calls as well. 844-967-2789. Again, that's 844-96-PARTY. But not really feeling like a party here in Wisconsin with some of the news that's going on right now. I do have a guest joining me at the bottom of the hour, Sean Fettenplace of Main Street Alliance, here to give us some updates on the Build Back Better bill passing the House on Friday morning. But since then, we've had a number of breaking news headlines in Wisconsin. The Kyle Rittenhouse verdict on Friday afternoon was announced, not guilty on all five counts. And the biggest headline of the day, last night, briefly before 5 p.m., a SUV that was being driven by an individual in the Waukesha area ran through the Waukesha Christmas parade that was taking place shortly before 5 p.m. So we've gotten a lot of information since then to now share with you. We had a press conference wrap up at Waukesha City Hall earlier this afternoon. That wrapped up just about an hour ago. So got some information there, but also taking your calls on the subject, 844-967-2789. So a lot of chaos going on in the city of Waukesha last night when this unfolded. No reports right away were shared about what the motives were. We knew there were casualties. We knew there were many injured. As of right now, updated, we have 5 casualties in the incident with 48 individuals injured and either sought treatment at a local hospital in the Waukesha and Milwaukee area or have since been released. We do have some updates as well from Children's Hospital on some of the pediatric patients that were admitted to the hospital. We have some ICU admittance, excuse me. And so we'll share some of those updates as well. But right now, we know that the Waukesha Police Department and authorities in southeastern Wisconsin have identified the suspect as Daryl Brooks Jr., 39, of Milwaukee. The reason for why Brooks drove through this incident and led to the chaos that unfolded in Waukesha as still to be determined. Police authorities, to the best of their knowledge, say they were fleeing. Brooks was fleeing a previous incident where Waukesha police were called to respond. There was no pursuit of law enforcement officials. It's not believed that Brooks was aware that the parade was going on, but he, at a high speed, more than 40 miles an hour, went through police barricades, blocking off the parade, and for some time was driving next to the parade route and then started, unfortunately, running into individuals, especially members of the Milwaukee Dancing Grannies that were participating in the Waukesha Christmas Parade yesterday. So some pretty terrible news. There's still more to be investigated. The Waukesha Police Department is investigating this incident. We know that there has been 5 casualties and at least 48 individuals in the hospital as of this afternoon. We do have some sound from President Joe Biden on this incident, and we'll be sharing that with you as well in a little bit here. But my thoughts and prayers go out to the Waukesha community. This incident took place on Main Street, main portion of the parade route, yesterday evening and afternoon. And I actually used to work in that area on Main Street. I worked for some time 2 weeks ago to the night, 2 Sundays ago. I was actually in the physical vicinity where this individual, Brooks, drove down and where this parade was happening. So my thoughts and prayers go out to the Waukesha community that is grieving in this moment right now. It is unknown what caused this, why the individual drove through the parade route. And really, it is a tragedy here in southeastern Wisconsin for not only the families who lost loved ones, but for all of the individuals that experienced the trauma that occurred in Waukesha yesterday evening at the parade. It is an event that Waukesha has heralded for decades. I believe they said more than 6 decades this Christmas parade has been kicking off the holiday season in Waukesha. It is one of the city's largest events attended every winter. And to see the events unfold the way that they did yesterday, it was terrible news. And just the amount of first responders and heroes that went to go help the situation is what brought me at least a silver lining of peace, knowing that the community was coming together to address this tragedy. And as more is unveiled through investigations of our law enforcement officers, we will learn more and share that with you right here on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. Again, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Brian's out this week on vacation, so just stuck with Luke here holding down the fort. Would love to hear your takes on what's going on. If you yourself were down at the parade route yesterday and witnessed the events unfold in Waukesha, give us a call, 844-967-2789. And so, like I said, we got some sound from President Joe Biden released earlier this afternoon in his response to what occurred yesterday here in Waukesha in southeastern Wisconsin. So I'll give you President Biden's response.
An entire community is struggling to cope with the horrific act of violence. We're all grateful for the extraordinary work of the first responders, from law enforcement to the emergency room doctors, who are working round the clock to deal with the terrible consequences of what happened last night. My administration is monitoring the situation very closely.
Again, that was President Joe Biden's response. One more soundbite from the president.
Last night, the people of Waukesha were gathered to celebrate the start of a season of hope and togetherness and Thanksgiving. This morning, Jill and I and the entire Biden family, and I'm sure all of us, pray that that same spirit's going to embrace and lift up all the victims of this tragedy.
Again, President Joe Biden responding to the tragedy that unfolded in Waukesha yesterday afternoon and early evening. As the events unfolded last night, we were unaware of the exact motive. Like I said, the Waukesha Police Department is still investigating. They were responding to a domestic violence call at a different location near the parade route, and before they could get to that location, the suspect that they now have apprehended, Daryl Brooks Jr., was fleeing that scene when he drove into the parade route in downtown Waukesha. Schools are canceled in the Waukesha School District throughout the week now. We have the Thanksgiving holiday coming up later this week. Schools were closed in Waukesha for all their school districts today. They made that announcement yesterday, shortly after the incident yesterday evening. That announcement came today at a press conference this afternoon from the same leaders, the police chief in Waukesha, the fire chief, and the superintendent of schools in Waukesha. And that was the individual that announced that schools will be canceled in Waukesha both tomorrow and Wednesday ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday. Governor Evers put out a statement earlier today flying flags at half mast and sharing his condolences with the individuals that passed away in this incident. And so flags will be flying half mast today, as well as on the funerals of all five of the deceased. And we're still waiting to hear updates from the local hospitals. There's about five different hospitals across southeastern Wisconsin that are tending to the individuals that were either struck by the car or unfortunately ran over by the vehicle in the chaos last night with the events unfolding there. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Brian is out this week, so you've got Luke every day this week. I've got a guest joining me at the bottom of the hour, Sean Fenton Place of the Main Street Alliance. We're going to be talking about the Build Back Better bill that passed the House last week, Friday morning, as well as some of the updates and news around the Wisconsin economy rebounding back with unemployment numbers. But I'm taking your calls as well for this first portion of the show. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. Again, Waukesha, the law enforcement officials have in custody Daryl Brooks Jr. He has been identified as the individual that ran his car through the Waukesha Christmas parade yesterday evening that resulted in five casualties as well as up to 48 injuries occurring in the hospitals around the Waukesha area. And so our thoughts are out with Waukesha today. Like I said, I worked there. I was there where this event occurred 2 weeks ago to the exact time that it took place yesterday evening. Yesterday evening as the events unfolded. It's terrible news. Our thoughts are with the families that are grieving, the individuals that witnessed this event. And I don't know what else to say. So we've got a lot of information to go through, still to find out. But this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We will be right back.